Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. Coach Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team joining us on Drive Time at 15 minutes before the top of the hour. 27 degrees right now in downtown Hancock. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm good. And some great basketball we listened to over the weekend. I know you were there witnessing it. And, you know, it's just listening to West broadcast, especially in the Saginaw Valley State game, was just – it just looked like we had it, that we didn't have it, we had it, we didn't have it, and just could not get that last shot. Can we start with that game first, I guess, the Saginaw Valley State game, 74-73 in overtime?
Absolutely. It was I can't imagine. I mean, I know what it felt like the entire time, and we go into the fourth quarter and we're down 16, and we make a run at them, and we made every play that we needed to play, or that we needed to make. That team, that fourth quarter team, and that overtime team is the one that's really gonna take us places and really going to win us games, and that's the team that needs to be there for 40 full minutes. The beginning of the game obviously didn't start the way that we wanted it to. We had trouble scoring, and we gave up too many points. We had, Kenzie Pertu and Kylie Moxley both were on the bench within the first 7 minutes of that game. I think that did make a significant difference, but you have to be able to overcome when people go in and out of the game. And I'm very proud of our players for being able to come back, for being able to fight back in that circumstance. But at the same time, it's frustrating to not be able to do that from the start to the finish, because if we decide to do that from the start to the finish, we're going to be really tough to beat.
We had two end-of-game situations in that contest. Obviously, the end of regulation, they come down and hit a shot, and they, choose not to call timeout. They get the shot. We come down, or we call timeout to advance the ball, and you went to Danny Blake, who had just made a game-winning shot against Grand Valley State the previous Saturday. Talk about that play a little bit.
Well, I actually think that the referees did not hear Saginaw Valley. They were trying to call a timeout. And they didn't, or they didn't grant her the timeout. Yeah. She was trying, which, would obviously make a huge difference because we have to take the ball out. And, but we actually ran a very similar, we ran the same play that we ran against Northern Michigan with Kylie and Danny, both as options in regulation. So Danny got it, and then she made a really, really tough shot. Instead of going to the baseline, she ripped to the middle. Made a really tough floater to put us into the overtime period.
And then you get to overtime. Odd opening tip-off. We'll let that one go. It seemed like the ball was thrown right over the Saginaw player in that overtime. I don't think Danny even jumped for it, but they get the ball, and it was close, and then they take a four-point lead, but then you came back. Lindsay Winter, how about the huge three-pointer that she hit in that game?
It was huge, and at that point, we get down four, and Kerry Gardner and Danny Blake both have two steals back to back, so one on one. But every single time we put ourselves in a hole, we got ourselves back out. We made a big play defensively. We made a big stop defensively. And when Lindsay hit that three, it was a mess. If you remember, it was a pass in, a kick out, and the ball was on the floor, and then it was hit out, and Lindsay actually, took her dribble, got her feet behind the three-point line, which was heads up by her, and knocked it down. And that was, obviously that's a huge shot at that point in the game.
They come back down again, no timeout, able to get down and hit a tough shot of their own. It was a little bit like Danny's shot, kind of a floater, mid-range shot, and it went down, and just seemed like, a punch in the gut, obviously, under 2 seconds, but you call timeout. That new rule, advancing the ball, that's, benefited us several times this year. You got the ball, throw the ball in from the front court, and you went right back to Danny.
Yeah, that rule completely changes the game. I mean, at that point, with 1.8 seconds left, we feel like a million bucks that we can score. We know we can score. 1.8 seconds is a lot of time. Mm-hmm. when you're when you're taking it out of half court, you have time to for a dribble, and that's significant in that situation where if you were going the full length of the floor, you know, it gets a little bit tougher, and you're obviously your odds go down. But you know, we ran another play for Danny, another isolation, and you know, it was interesting. They didn't double her. They didn't protect the basket. It worked just the way it's supposed to. Everybody kind of followed everyone out, and we threw the pass was a little short. Danny had to get off the block to get it. She shot a turnaround jumper, and it looked spot on from where I was standing, and it hit the front of the rim and kind of dropped down. But you know, that was who we wanted to go to, and that's who, you know, obviously she had just put us into overtime, and then we told her to go win it for us. And you know, she's in a the poor thing has she had I don't know 30 points throughout the game, and I don't know, probably 20 in the fourth quarter, and really willed us back into that game. And you know, she's going to have another opportunity to be able to make that shot again.
So you set yourself up, obviously, to take a two-game lead with the win on Thursday. Hillsdale, a team that you guys beat by 30 at home, but a dangerous team. I know you guys weren't looking past them on Thursday. Talk a little bit about the Hillsdale game.
Yeah, under no circumstances, just because Hillsdale can make you play out of sync, which they did in the first half of our game, and then we really came together in the second half, and I thought we put together a great second half, especially considering, you know, they just make you play a little uncomfortable. They overhelp. They're everywhere. They're very fast. They're very quick. But I thought we took it to them the way that we should in the second half, and that, you know, put us in a great position, like you said, to go into Saturday's game. But you know, that being said, we are still in a great position. We're still tied for first. Obviously, what happened on Saturday is not ideal, but, you know, there's a ton of basketball left for us and for everyone else. We have three games to go, and these three games are as important as Saturday's was. And moving forward, that's exactly what you have to focus on, you know, and that's you do your job and you win the next three games at home, and you put yourself in a great position. And
Coach,
that's it.
Coach, how tough are these games going to be this weekend? Northwood, you beat by 21, Lake State by 22, just at the end of last month.
Well, at this point, Lake State or Northwood is one of the hottest teams in the league. They just beat Grand Valley, which was an absolutely huge game. Since they've played us, they've beat every team by 20-plus points. Since we beat them, they have beat every team by 20-plus points. So I think our game really had an impact on how they played and what they wanted to accomplish. And again, at this point, Northwood is between seven right now in the league. The top eight make the team, make the tournament, and they're fighting to get in and to keep a spot and to move up, you know, to be a 6-5-4 team in the league. And everyone is fighting for something at this point. So, you know, it's like put your gloves on and get yourself in the ring, because these last three games are going to be a fight for your life, and that's literally what it is. Everything has playoff implications.
Well, they're going to be great games, and Michigan Tech will be hosting Northwood on Thursday evening, 5:30 for the women, followed by the men's game. And get your tickets at the Central Ticket Office, 487-2073. Coach Kim Cameron, thanks for joining us today, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Kim Cameron here on Mix 93. We'll be back with more Drive Time right after these.